Blog Talk Radio.
It is so time. It is so time. Happy last day of 2021. It is time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. And remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. Hey, you know what? We've made it through another year. And I know it's been a while since I've been online doing a show. But I have been doing a huge immersion studying what is really going on with COVID. I've taken many, many hours, probably about 70 hours in classes with COVID Revealed. We did have that on our last show. And listened to Dr. Malone and Dr. Tenpenny. And I mean, just on and on and on. And guess what, friends? It's true. It's a plandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was so blessed this Christmas. Had a nice Christmas with the family, and all of a sudden I realized my son's girlfriend's brother got COVID, and then his girlfriend's sister's boyfriend's sister got COVID, and I'm so excited. As of Monday, I had 102 fever. My body hurt. I was achy. God gave me natural immunity, and there's nothing better. And that's what the science says. So this is not medical advice, not to be confused with medical advice, just sharing some facts. But yeah, it's really time. It's time for us to awaken and get together because you know what? Humanity needs us to be human to each other. I didn't really know that Anthony Fauci had money in Moderna. Yeah, he's an investor in Moderna, so he's making money. Not to mention he's making, like, he's the highest paid bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. And I have no problem with people making money, let's be real. But, the whole climate change, I don't know if you ever heard this, but he who controls the climate controls the world. I guess there's some interesting stuff out there where they're actually controlling the climate. Now, I don't know if this is, you know, if this is actual truth, but, all these quote-unquote mega disasters, yes, it was horrible. We had the big tornado a couple weeks ago before Christmas in Kansas. I don't know if I was on then or not. But anyway, I just want to thank you for joining me today. I guess the inventor of mRNA, Robert McKenna, I think his name, I forgot. Peter McCullough, that's his name. He's been banned from Twitter because, you know, hey, the First Amendment doesn't matter to the left. See, the First Amendment only applies if you have a narrative that is congruent with their narrative. Just saying. I mean, that's just how it works for the left. And it's kind of interesting how the left owns the media. The left owns a lot of the big banks. So really, who is owning the world? Well, there's a movie that I would suggest everybody see. It's called Monopoly. It's fabulous. And it's just called Monopoly, Who Owns the World? And it's just showing what is going on in this current situation. Why are we forcing people to go ahead to do something like, you know, have a vaccine? I thought it's my body, my choice. And why are we spreading all this fear? You know, I mean, go watch the movie Monopoly. It's really interesting. I wasn't aware. But you do realize all of these big corporations are owned by the same people. Now, I'm a capitalist, but there's some kind of crony capitalism, seriously, that's going on. And I don't claim to know anything about BlackRock, but I guess they got their hands into everything. Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Bank of America, Geo Capital Management, Wellington Management Group, Northern Trust. Is this who our chiefs are? Are we serfs? Come on, man, PepsiCo. And then it's no, they make our food, you know? I mean, think about it. And what are they putting in all this stuff? Yeah, I know, this is kind of unhinged, but, you know, their power goes so much deeper. I mean, the Vanguard group here, I mean, it's just stunning. It's stunning, you know? Kerosene that fuels planes comes from their oil refineries. I mean, it's just so incestuous. I mean, the common man is not going to have a chance against all this big corporate business and these nefarious relationships, okay? They're hurting the little guy. They're hurting the little guy. They don't care about us. They don't care about us. And it's time for the people to rise up and get together. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, Yellow, whatever, you know, stripe you are. But they control our food industry. They're putting all this crap in our food. Monsanto and Bayer. Come on, man. Come on, man. Why are people getting more sick? Okay, what's going on in the sky? I'm hearing about these chemtrails, you know, and I don't want to be a tinfoil hat, but, you know, all you see, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Wellington Management, I mean, Vanguard, BlackRock, J.P. Morgan Chase, they've got businesses and clothing companies, chemical companies, oil companies, everything we do. Isn't that like ultimate power corrupts ultimately or something? I mean, you know, all these pharmaceuticals. I mean, does the individual have a chance anymore? You know, biotech, AstraZeneca, all of this stuff. I don't know. I think there's some stuff going on that's not for we the people, and I think we the people need to awaken. I don't want to spend way too much time on this, but you know what? We got a new year coming, and hopefully everybody's got their goals ready in line for 2022. And this is a very, you know, valuable time because you could always go ahead and you start digging a little deeper into your life and you could look at things holistically, look at what's going on in the world. How could you affect that change? Remember, each one needs to reach one. Each one needs to teach one. But then, you know, during these turbulent and disruptive times, we're actually, you know, approached by this tipping point. And it's truly a defining moment for all of us on what our lives are going to look like individually and as a humanity in the planet and what we're going to look like, okay? I mean, let's be real. The past couple of years have been a total, you know, challenge, okay? But remember, if things don't challenge you, it's not going to change you, okay? So take time and go a little bit introspect and do some refueling. And I honestly feel that that is what God gave me the opportunity to do this past week. All I've done is just kind of download some, you know, information and just kind of regroup, look at, you know, where I'm personally at. You've got to go personal and start looking at the bigger picture because, you know, I mean, first of all, in my universe, God is the most important thing, okay? God is the most important thing. And that horizontal relationship is the most important thing. And if you go introspect, you got to ask God to lead you, guide you, and show you what you need to do, you know? And develop your own self-awareness. If you don't like something about someone else, kind of look in your own self in the mirror and say, hey, you know, be awakened to who you really are. I mean, so many people are in this, I guess, you know, socialized mind where it's like, oh, my God, look at you. I got to dress like this. And blah, 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 blah. I got to be a smart fan and this. No, you know what? Be self-aware. Be true to your own self-awareness that's congruent with your creator, okay? And, you know, you need to be your authentic self, and that's the person that God created you to be. And give up the social programming. Okay, give up the social programming and, you know, create your own ideal life. And yes, there's always pain in life, and it happens. But sometimes, you know, if it causes us pain, it motivates us. Remember, adversity truly is a gift, and it gives us the opportunity to show what we can do. And then we press on in God. Remember, our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual health are so important as our physical health. You realize right now, suicide, alcohol, and drug abuse have just risen so dramatically. See, we need to help other people. Okay, people are in this funk. Why do you think this is happening? Because we have a narrative going on that we are coming from a place of fear. We need to be isolated. This other person, if they don't look like you or if they don't vote like you, they're your enemy. You know what? This is exactly how to divide a nation. This is exactly how the elite, the super powerful, are going to control us. And you know what? Be a sovereign being. You are created by a creator. You are loyal to your creator. It is the God of, for me, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? So, you know, just go ahead and start this year. Write down what you want to do. Remember, if there's adversity, you got to press through it. It'll show you what you can do. And pray for those whose mental, emotional, and spiritual health and physical health are challenging, and all those that are in drug and alcohol abuse, help them, okay? You know what? Get out of the fear and lack habit, okay? And now that the new year, develop some new habits and routines and stick to it, you know? I mean, they say that the wealthiest and most successful people in the world have routines, and they leave nothing to chance or happenstance. And, you know, so many people spun onto Netflix and just they didn't allow time to get introspect and learn who they really are and what they can really do. Okay, so make a commitment to yourself to take the first, you know, hour or so or maybe two and create your ideal day and read God's word, meditate, do some stretching, work out, yoga. You know, start your day off by empowering yourself with a plan. And, you know, you will see your life that will change. Your results are a reflection of you. Okay, and if you want your results to grow, you must grow. And if you really want your life to change, you must change. We can create our ideal life. We can. It is intrinsic to us. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Don't let the media tell you you can't. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Don't let somebody tell you because you're a woman or you're this race or you've got this situation. Don't let your situation determine your destiny. Your destiny is divinely guided. Okay, and this is a beginning of a new year. So it is time to think great thoughts. It's time for people that love freedom and love liberty and love God and love America come together. And I don't care if it's not a Democrat thing, it's not a Republican thing. This is truly, we're at a tipping point, we're at a precipice, and we need to be the best individuals we can be. We need to reach out to other people and show them the way of how to be excellent and how to be free and how to be independent and how to be sovereign. It is so our time to do this, and we can do this. It is up to us to do this. So, you know, we've gone through many of the law of attraction things. Our Bible tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We have to start focusing on good things. Start taking care of your body. Don't put the frickin' garbage into your body. Doesn't mean you can never have a slice of pizza again, okay? But the studies are showing if you eat a lower carb, more ketogenic, more holistic, plant-based, nice, healthy diet, your chances of having cancer are less, okay?
take good supplements. I've been slamming the C, the D, the quercetin, the zinc, everything. I mean, I made homemade hydroxychloroquine with grapefruit rinds. I've been slamming that. This thing, I mean, I normally my body temperature is like 96.9 or 97.1. I got up to 102. And, yeah, I was pretty, like, much on my back. But not once was I afraid of breathing. I mean, you know, I had a high body temperature, I was achy, all the whole, you know, the whole thing. And I'm totally on the other end of it now. I mean, I took my temperature this morning, it was 99, it was 97. So, I mean, you know what, do not fear, especially this Omicron. This is just nothing more than a glorified cold. And build your own immunities, and then keep those immunities high. Keep the immunity vibes high by putting good plant-based, healthy greens, cruciferous veggies, all that good stuff into your body. Take your supplements. Take your zinc. Take your C. Take your D. Get quercetin. There's so many good things that you can do for yourself. And you could go to Walmart, and there's something called budesonide, and you can put it up your nose, and it helps keep your nasal passages clean because this coronavirus, I guess, is spread through the nose. Little particles can get in there. So you put the budesonide in there kind of prophylactically. I mean, this is what works for me. This is not medical advice. This is just sharing what I've done. And, I mean, I'm so grateful to actually have achieved the goal of natural immunity because this vaccine is killing people. More and more people are dying because of inflammation, and it's not very healthy. So it's really time that we show up, stand up, speak up, and not give up and do our best. And it's America. It's our country. It's our time. And, you know, join us in this new Great Awakening for this year. We're going to do a lot of focus on health, working with the health freedom groups, and it's fabulous. There's going to be, I believe on Monday, there's going to be a freedom rally down in the city, I believe, to promote health freedom. Because you know what? It's our body. It's our choice. So anyway, friends, thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Happy New Year. Be blessed for 2022. Be well. Be blessed. Be free. Be that change you wish to see. And be the change, you know? I mean, that's what it is. And remember, create your ideal life. Start some great new habits. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. Don't let them make you live in fear. And don't trust the media. In all honesty, they don't care about you. They're all part of the same cabal, and I don't really want to sound like a tinfoil hat, but, you know, even Fauci's now talking about overcounting COVID cases in children. Hello. I mean, come on. They're just a big narrative. I mean, it's no mistake that that we had this plandemic during an election year, right? And now we got another one coming. Well, anyway, you all have a fabulous 2022. Happy New Year, and I'll catch you back here next year. Sorry for being such a long time since I've recorded, but as I said, I've been downloading all this fabulous information, and I'm very, very excited. I'll be sharing much more with you. I don't want to go too late here because, you know, it's 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock here, and they need me to get off the air. So this is Carol Ann Parisi. Be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Happy 2022. We'll be back probably later on tomorrow.